Hello, this is Max DeKeewitt from CJMQ, and today we're interviewing up-and-coming Quebecois actress Véronique Baudet. Hi, Véronique.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Véronique, you are the actress in a TV series very popular, 19-2. Also, we've seen you in a few movies, À l'origine d'un cri and Les grandes chaleurs, Heat Wave in English. Mm-hmm. And you're also the co-founder of Théâtre au coin de la rue. Okay, can you tell us about your beginnings in acting?
I first get in contact with TV as a researcher for Radio Canada and TQS at the time, and I worked for that for a couple of years, and when I got around like 22 years old, I decided to go and do my theater class. At the Conservatoire d'art dramatique de Montréal.
Yes.
And so I got chosen at the first audition I did, and then spent 3 years in formation out there. And after that, I'm actually I'm working since almost 6 years now.
Non-stop work.
It's a big word, I would say. At the beginning, actually, I got some like a good contract at the first year, and then every year I get like something to live out of it. But I always have some side job for the fun, just for fun, to get to keep me occupied.
Good. And what's the difference that you see right now between doing movies, feature-length movies, and television work?
It's quite the same in Quebec because, like, the series I've been working in television, we shoot it almost like film. I mean, we have one camera and the team's pretty much the same. I would say in cinema we just have more time to do the work, basically. In television, it just go a little bit quickly, but we have the chance in Quebec that we work with good directors and a really, really good team for the crew. So it feels pretty much the same to me, I would say.
Good, good. Are you still involved in theater?
I'm actually a little bit less in theater now because of the... you just choose one path and it just leads you to more and more role in one way. So I'm more into television and cinema these days, but I'm really open to be back on stage anytime.
Okay, good. I'm going to talk to you now about the show you're currently, well, I guess well known for is your role of Bérangère in the TV series 19-2.
Yep.
For people who don't know, it's why don't you explain to us what's the premise of the TV show?
Actually, the TV show leads you in a police station in Montreal, downtown Montreal, who you follow is two police officers, which is Nick and Ben, played by Réal Bossy and Claude Legault.
Who they call Béroff.
Pardon me?
Béroff.
Béroff and Chartier.
Right.
So we follow Béroff and Chartier downtown Montreal, and all the team around them as really petrol in downtown Montreal. We don't go in
the suburbs.
We stay really downtown Montreal and see how it works with like being sitting in a police car, actually.
Great. And tell us about your role of Bérangère. You've won a Gémeaux for best supporting actress in a dramatic role.
For the first season. Bérangère, she's a really, really great police officer. She gets to the point, she's straight, but she's straight in her job, but she's lesbian in her life.
Okay.
She's a great police officer who actually been in team for a couple of years with Tyler, her partner, who's the partner in the car, who's an alcoholic that we actually discovered in the first season.
Yes.
So she tried to support her team, and she's kind of a really sensitive police officer, but she don't want to show it to the other person. She tried to be strong all the time.
It's a very excellent role you have, and you're very good in it. And it must be quite an honor for you to win right off the first season the Best Supporting Actress award with all the quality actresses we see around for an up-and-comer like you. How did that feel like?
I felt really amazing. Just to be nominated in the same category as Céline Bonnier, because she was in the same category as me.
Yes.
She's a really great actress. And I was Catherine Berube, who's playing another police officer in the show, was in a nomination with us, too. It's just so good to feel that people actually love what you do and want to tell you that you're good at what you're doing. It was the first big role I had since I got out of school, and it's basically the first time they gave me enough line to support that character and just to show off what I can do. So it's really a great pleasure when the director and the team believes in you, and the producer as well, just tell you, like, okay, go on, girl, you know that you can do it, and just go and do it, and you're good. So when the industry actually gives you a trophy for that, it's just a bonus, because just the first sight, just being able to do what you love, just doing my work as an actress in Quebec, we're fighting a lot just to work.
Right.
So actually having a trophy for that, it's the best feeling ever.
Well, that was really, you have a really good role. And last week, there was a lot of talk about the premiere of this season's 19-2.
Yeah.
They had a very hot topic for the premiere, no?
Yeah, we had people talked a lot about it. I guess we can say it now because people have seen the show. There's a shooting in a school. We start with the second season with a shooting in a school, and it's kind of hard, I guess, for it's the worst thing for a police officer to go and respond to a call like that. So for us, it was really, really important to be really close to what really happened in these in that time. And we have a sequence, a plan séquence.
Yes.
Of 13 minutes that we shoot with 200 extras. So it was a really, really big enterprise for us to just go and start it and do it as a first show. But it was an extraordinary experience to just have the, all the police officers, because we're always being coached by a real police officer.
Yeah.
And so we had training for tactic training, and they show us everything they did for Dawson, for example, or Polytechnique.
Yes.
So they just show us everything they did. So it's great to have to learn those things and play like if I was Sarah Connor in Terminator 2.
Yes. You have to be a very strong feminine presence.
Yeah. For Bérangère, she's such a great girl for that. It's the role's so well written, and it's really great for me to have the possibility to play a strong woman she leads her team right now in the second season, and she goes deeper and deeper in that after the shooting. She will go down and down, so it's great for us to just to have the chance to play something like that.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing that, and I have to say I love the Sarah Connor reference. Never thought
Thank
about
you.
It that way, but that's very good. That's very representative.
She's a little bit like that. Yeah, it's really great because it's the first time they actually let me play something like that. For a girl who actually watched every Terminator and Commando movie when I was young, because it's the only thing I could watch, it's because we were living in a small town with only a French dub tape cassette.
the good video store with the Beta and the VHS.
Yeah, sort of. So for me, it's good to have the chance right now to play something like that, which was my first reference with cinema at the time, like Sarah Connor and Nikita.
Oh, okay, Nikita, Luc Besson.
Yeah.
Well, that's good stuff. Well, thank you very much, Véronique, for spending a little time with us today.
Yeah, good. It was my pleasure to talk to you today.
And we're going to stay posted and see what's up and coming in your career, and we wish you good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.